Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we'll be focusing on learning the voice of the Lord. We must wait before Him and have our spiritual ears trained to hear that still, small voice.
There's this thing called head knowledge, where you can have a head knowledge of the scriptures and you can acknowledge in your mind and believe in your mind, but have no experience with the word at all. And it's crucial to have experiential knowledge with His word, because that's what works it in your heart and in your spirit. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, it's not real. It's not alive. And so, you know, you ask the question, how are we able to hear the voice of the Lord? The ear that hears is the ear of the servant, the love slave, the man who humbles himself before the Lord. Those are the folks that actually hear what God has to say.
And He says, my sheep know my voice. You can tell, it's so obvious when somebody's speaking. Is that the Lord speaking, or is it just somebody talking? It's probably one of the hardest things to teach because it's an individual experience.
Yeah, it is.
You know, honestly, you get somebody that prays for you to have ears to hear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That really is where it comes from, because none of us are here except that somebody prayed for us.
Right. Jesus said that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. A stranger they will not follow. And is that there's something innate when you open up your heart and accept the Lord.
Yeah, that's an important key, what you're saying, Lori, because hearing the voice of the Lord is based upon a relationship.
Right, right.
And you were talking earlier about head knowledge. You can know the Bible from one end to the other, the whole bit, but unless you have a relationship with the scriptures, it's never going to mean anything to you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that kicks off a true relationship is salvation, because He can yell at you all day long, but when you turn around and you say, I open my heart to You, Lord, that's the beginning of a relationship. And I think that's where the voice of the Lord, as we learn it over our growing in that it starts with you speaking back, because He's been speaking for a long time. You just weren't listening.
Right.
When you answer, here I am, Lord. What'd Samuel say? What'd Eli teach Samuel to do?
Here am I.
Here am I. That to me is a place of beginning.
Yeah.
What I love is that the voice of the Lord can come and appear in many forms and in many applications.
That's right.
You know, I mean, the worst case you have is Balaam, right? The donkey. We'll say the donkey talked with him. That was the voice of the Lord. But your circumstances can talk to you as we are talking. You know, and the Lord speaks through a vessel. It's like, I know that voice. I don't care who's talking. I know that's the Lord coming through.
Here's a question. What are some safeguards? We are believing that, like Jesus, we actually must hear from God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There is a natural response of skepticism when someone says, God spoke to me.
Yeah.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. And that's 1 John 4:1. And some of the safeguards here are humility, authority, submission, witness, confirmation, and covering. regardless of how much God reveals to you, even if you could write a whole new Bible, you still must submit it to those who are over you in the Lord. There has to be confirmation.
Right, right. And we're learning that we have confirmation with each other, that we can trust in each other if they're looking for it. Because some people don't try and look for it. They just, I just want to hear the voice of the Lord.
And then they run with it.
They just go on from there and say, that's the voice of the Lord, without confirmation, without anything. So yeah, you're right.
There's a couple other things about the voice of the Lord. There is a couple keys in the scriptures that help us fine-tune our hearing God speak to us. Romans 8, verse 1. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
If you're listening to somebody speaking, there's something just not right, and you feel condemnation. That's not from the Lord. The accuser of the brethren. The rat poison, 99.4400% pure. There again, you develop an ear for that.
Yeah.
God's not going to come and accuse you of anything. He's going to come to you, and he's going to say, come up higher.
Yeah.
He'll say, I've made a provision for you called grace. I'm going to teach you. I chasten every son whom I receive.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is exactly. Hugely positive. If you hear a voice telling you that a chastening is a bad thing, that's not God.
Yeah,
that's right.
Chastening is a good thing because it's the what God puts you through by his hand to make you a son.
Mm-hmm.
And God has been speaking to you since the dawn of your conception. All he wants to do is bring you into his family.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen carefully to what that voice says. And Ron and I were talking about this the other day. I flat out asked him, I says, Ron, what voice is used when God speaks to you? And he says, my own. I laughed. I says, there's nothing wrong with that. God uses your voice to talk to you so you'll listen and understand. But that's true. Many times, as we are one-on-one with God, he's using your voice.
What did Jesus do his entire ministry? He did what he saw the Father do, and he spoke what he heard the Father say. That is the revelation of the Father. Where does the Father speak? Samuel, classic example. Samuel, 4 times before he understood what he was supposed to do. And then you have people like Elijah, who lived in the presence of the Lord. I'm sure they communed quite a bit. You know, if you're in his presence, at least you're listening. You may not have a lot of questions because in his presence, there's nothing amiss, if you will. It's peaceful. It's really calm. It's a wonderful place to be. I recommend it. I really do. But we used to talk about practice the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
If you hear the voice of the Lord and you respond, he will give you the confirmation. Or he will show you what he's doing. But when you hear what he's saying and you act upon it, what you're talking about earlier, Lori, it's that action upon his word that where Dale's talking about, where he will talk to you again. You create that relationship, you build it up by listening and acting upon what he speaks.
Right.
This is critical, though, what you're saying. This waiting on God and tying it into learning his voice. Before you will understand on how to wait on him, I really believe that God may first put you through some very deep afflictions and difficult dealings basically drives you into him.
Yeah.
out of those deep dealings, though, you get this motivation to seek his face and to hear what he has to say. So it's very critical, submitting his word to your relationships and having it confirmed. And that's the only way to have a 100%, you know, you're on the right track with the Lord and hearing this and walking with him.
One of the things that always struck me was it seemed like Christ spent a lot of time in prayer.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a term that I've heard for a number of years now, and that's the prayer of listening.
Yes.
I really think that Christ spent a lot of time doing that. His prayer was a prayer of listening. I think that's something that we develop in a relationship.
Yes.
We learn to be quiet, settle our mind, take control of our spirit, and listen.
The Lord said, "Be still and know that I am God."
Today we've heard that it is crucial that we have experiences with the Lord in the scriptures and not just a bunch of head knowledge. It's these experiences with him as the Word of God that opens up a deep relationship with him to truly hear his voice. The Lord is speaking to each one of us. Are we listening?
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.